Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106, 7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. We'll follow along on the TV side. Join us right now on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. It's our pal, Coach Peter LaViolette. What's up, Coach?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Your pops is happy. Mr. Roboto ran away with the poll. Crushed it.
So that was really good. I haven't heard that song. I don't know. And how long, you know?
Right.
I don't even know how my dad would come up with that.
Coach, what if you play that in the locker room? How many of your players do you think would even know that song?
I think they'd know it. You know, I've been in some locker rooms where, you know, I don't know any of the music going on. I think our guys got a pretty good wide range of what goes on the music. We actually, there was songs going before the game yesterday, and the coach's office was so close to, because we're in a visiting locker room, it's close and it's, there's no doors and it's kind of all connected. And it was just one good song after another. It was old school songs that you just, like, there was Prince on there and Mario Speedwagon. It was great songs on there, and they were just going old school, and so it was really good.
Do you know who the DJ was?
I don't know. I don't know who it was. I can't remember if I heard somebody say it's like Ovi and Tom, they're on the music or not. I can't remember. I'll find out.
I would expect Ovi is playing a bunch of like Euro trash that you would hear in a club, like at a rave. Like,
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm not sure. I'll find out. I'll get the scoop for you guys.
Okay. You know what stinks is... Well, go ahead, Coach. Go ahead and finish your thought.
I was going to say, I thought the intro was awesome, the song.
Home run.
I do. I got to go back one time, though, and I got to ask the question. So I was a big Life as a Highway guy.
Yeah.
My mom, she didn't vote.
Okay.
All right.
She wanted Life as a Highway.
So do we need a heads-up competition now?
So,
one more poll?
If it wasn't for my mom not voting because she liked Life as a Highway. So I got two way older sisters. And I'm clearly my mom's favorite.
Right.
And so I'm thinking that they should go head to head and see what's up.
But, hey, I think we need a head to
head.
Well,
we could do that, Coach.
New poll.
We could do that, Coach. Or, you know, and this is unprecedented, we could just rotate the songs every Monday for your dad and your mom.
I think we have to have a war.
Oh, okay.
I think we have to go head to head.
All right.
I think a war for mom and dad.
I think I know who's going to win, but we
right,
can
Coach,
do it.
I'm going to put it up right now.
I don't know. I think it's going to be closer than
Hold
you
on.
Think.
Hold on. Can you play Life as a Highway again for me? Because I
got a great intro. Just like
yeah,
just like
I
that
need
one
to hear
did.
It.
It's very snappy. Coach loves it.
I need to hear. Here's the thing. You know what stinks about this whole deal is that because we're, you know, like still in a lot of these places, like not a lot of spectators or any at all, I think here in D.C. yet, I don't know that Coach is having a lot of interaction with Caps fans, because I guarantee you if he was, they would be mentioning this song choice to him.
Yeah.
I guarantee.
Oh, absolutely.
But he's not having interaction with people right now, right?
Yeah.
But what's your daily interaction with Caps fans like at this point? Very little?
Very little.
Yeah.
Yeah, very little. Like, I see some people, like, you know, we're not even supposed to, like, get close for pictures and stuff like that. I see a couple people outside the MedStar complex, and
Right.
You know, you see some people on the road or something, you say hi. And, you know, there was fans in the building last night. It was just really good. It was great to see the fans back. The buildings are so different without the fans in there. They literally make the event.
Yeah.
You know, just like the players make the event on the ice, the fans make the event in the building. And that's what brings all the juice in there. And the juice is what it's all about. And so when you can get into a building and in front of your fans and play a great game on the ice and you get that harmony between the two, that's when a building really can rock. So it's hard without them. And so I think we're all excited to get them back in. But right now we're really limited. Like we don't do much of anything. We go on that road trip. We sit in the hotels and sit in our hotel rooms. We work, you know, and then we send out viral meetings to the players to watch, and then we go to the rink and hope that it all comes together.
Wow. So, Coach, you touched on the road trip. Huge success, 4-1 on that road trip. Two big losses, though, and the biggest has to be the loss of Tom Wilson for the 7 games. We know that you've disagreed with the ruling from the NHL Discipline Committee. Talk about the latest with Wilson, and is there any chance that it gets reduced? What's the latest on Wilson?
He's not appealing, though, Cakes.
Yeah, I don't know how long. I don't know. I'll be honest. Like if I commented on that appeal process and everything, I don't know if it takes longer than the 7 games. I don't know the whole details. I didn't, you know, from the time that information came out that they weren't going to appeal it, they're just going to move. We're just going to move forward from it. I haven't had time to ask any questions. We were at game time, and you know, the focus was on the Flyers and trying to get a win and get home here, and so. You know, we're gonna miss Tom. He's an important part of our team, and you know, I think that the hits that go on the ice with players that have the puck sometimes can be really heavy, and they can be really physical, and nobody likes to see people get hurt. That's for sure. This will come up again. I promise you that this will come up again. Maybe not with us, but. It's just the way the game's been played for a long time, where you're able to take strides and you're really able to hit somebody really hard into the boards.
Coach, I'm a gigantic Caps homer, so this is I'm very biased, but part of it that Tom Wilson is such a rare breed, and his size and speed that when he hits guys, it just looks a little bit different than when other, you know, a guy that's 6 feet tall that weighs 180 hits somebody. It's different when Tom Wilson hits somebody, and it's just sometimes the refs might, you know, not take that into account. Does that come into play at all? Because he's so big,
I think so.
He's so strong.
I think so. He's certainly good at what he does, and he's a powerful man. There's not a lot of guys that can hit the way he can hit and fight and be physical and be a good leader in the locker room and be a great teammate and put up a lot of points. And so it's a rare breed to begin with. And there's not many guys like that. And he is extremely good at what he does.
Coach, I've watched the replay. I'm sure you have too, a million times. And if I don't understand the rules enough to know, so you can just correct me. If he had, I mean, I don't think there's any question. There's no chance he was going for his head, right? He was just kind of sideways, and so unfortunately he got more of the head than anything else. If he had squared him and got him right in the chest, would we be having this issue?
I think we might now. You know, the shoulders are important too. Obviously the head's important, but like a separated shoulder or a dislocated shoulder, broken ribs, or, you know, at the last second I think Tom was lining up a hit. And at the very last second, the puck got lost in the feet, and the player's head dropped, you know, 6 inches, 8 inches, and became part of the contact. And so, I don't, you know, maybe not. And it's like I said yesterday, it's really hard. The league's job is really hard, and the referees' jobs are really hard, and everybody wants to keep the game safe. I was just saying that This hit just seems to happen a lot, where somebody takes some heavy strides and gathers some speed and motion and delivers something really forceful into those boards. He got a boarding penalty. It wasn't a hit to the head. And so under those rules, this happens quite a bit. There was one last night in the game. And like I said, I'm not going to go giving times and dates, but there was one last night in the game where it was really, really hard. But, you know, the player didn't get hurt.
and history too. I mean, I think that plays a role.
Yeah. Well, I think all that comes into play afterwards. Like, I've listened to the player develop the player safety guys, and so once there's a suspendable offense, that's when they start talking about the games. Once there's a suspendable offense, and they talk about the actual offense, and then they talk about the an injury, and then they talk about you know, whether there might be history or a past. That's when they start adding those things together and comes up with the games. And that's not what I was saying. What I was just saying was the actual hit. Whether it's suspendable or not suspendable.
But on a positive, I know we've been talking a lot of negative here with Willie.
Mm-hmm.
Nice win. Nice bouncing back from the blowout loss. So just put that on the shelf and forget about it.
Yeah.
You bounce back. Obviously not easy to win in Philly. I think they had fans for the first time this year, even though it was about 3,000. But it's nice to win in front of their fans, right? And Ilya played great.
Yeah, it was really good. Well, I thought the first period looked a little bit like the last game in Boston. And, you know, we chatted after the first, and it just wasn't good enough. And what a great response from the guys. I thought that from that point on, you know, we put it into high gear and we started delivering pucks. We started making plays. We started winning puck battles. And it was just really the way we want to play, the way that can be successful to play. And, you know, scored a couple big goals to get the lead and then take it into the third. But, you know, overall, coming off of that road trip, again, you can add the numbers. We'll start a new set of numbers, you know, tomorrow. That was 5 games in 9 days. And, you know, but it was the end of 9 games in 14 days. And so there's going to be numbers all the time that add up to, you know, players going through a bit of a grind to get to the end of some sort of block of games. And so we're off today. Hopefully the players get some rest and we can come back and you know, win this home game, go back out on the road and keep it going.
How about Jensen scoring? First time, I believe, since 2018.
He's been playing great. You know, the goal is awesome. It was everybody was really happy for Jens. You know, some guys score more than others, and that's just the way it is. Some guys are great defenders, and some guys are they look for offense. And Jens has been a rock for us back there. I think like his defense has been really good. He's used his speed. He's used his ability to make plays and to defend. He's been terrific on the penalty kill. I've been a great pair with Zdeno. They seem to have a little bit of chemistry together, but you know, at that time we needed to get going offensively and just make sure that we walked out of there with a win. And I thought his goal was awesome. It was, you know, walked in and ripped it, and we were excited for the goal, and then we were really excited because Jens, you know, finally got that off his back.
How many goals he has in his career, Coach?
I do not.
Seven. Lucky seven.
There you go. It was a good
Coach,
one.
Anytime you lose a guy like Wilson for an extended period, you guys did well, right? When Ovi was out, I remember. I think that's correct. Who has to step up? Obviously, everybody has to step up when you lose a guy like Willie, but are there one or two guys in particular that are going to kind of fill his role?
Yeah, I mean, you know, from a physicality standpoint, I thought that Garn Hathaway played a really good game last night. He was physical. He was just agitating people out there last night, and I thought that he was really good. You know, we're going to need somebody. Spronger is going to get a chance on the power play. Again, Hathaway probably gets more ice time now on the penalty kill, and so there's Oshie and Backe, who we like to. They're great penalty killers, you know, but we like to watch their minutes a little bit. They'll probably take on a little bit more at the end of the penalty kill and take a shift, and we'll collectively as a group we'll try to make a Tom Wilson, and it's ultimately that's what a team is, right? It's about getting, it's like other guys stepping up for your teammate and getting jobs done and guys making most of the opportunities that they get.
All right, Coach, always a pleasure talking to you. The new poll is up,
by the way.
Down
it's a close
to Life
poll.
Is a Highway and Mr. Roboto. Early on, 52%, 48%. So this one's a lot closer.
It's going to be a lot closer than you think. I don't think it's going to be a runaway.
Yeah,
you got my mom versus my dad. Let's end it too. Let's when you guys are off, let's end it. That's the one we go with. And
you don't want to talk about it anymore.
I kind of like the running bit though, Coach. Look, always appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey guys,
thank you.
Have a good day, all right?
Yep,
you too, right, buddy. Bye. You too. What a good dude. Hey Valdez, I know we're coming back. And we're going to do EP, but I would like just for me, just to revisit this for a moment, and I'd like to hear "Life Is a Highway" and the Mr. Roboto, just 10 seconds of each one. Is that cool? You do that when we come back.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
We'll
and then we'll jump into EP. I know, they believe it or not, biggest weekend at the box office since the pandemic began.
Really?
Talk about that. Don't go anywhere.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. About to dive into the entertainment page brought to you by Wave Soda. Wave Soda is awesome, super simple, just bubbly water with a splash of real juice and a little caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia, artificial sweeteners, just a clean finish with only 2 to 6 grams of sugar and 15 to 25 calories per can. Enter the code JUNKIES for 15% off at wavesoda.com. And I know you wanted to play the potential intros. Last I saw, 51% Mr. Roboto, 49% Life is a Highway. It is tight.
I'd like to hear them because I haven't heard Life is a Highway, I think, for a long time.
So we're playing the Rascal Flatts version, right?
We heard it last week.
I don't remember.
Yeah, but he doesn't listen. He doesn't care.
I just don't remember.
I've never seen like
just
a show so obsessed
short attention span
with Rascal Flatts.
I'm not Is this a cover by them, or is it?
Yes, it's a cover. Matthew Sweet did the original, I believe. I thought. I saw somebody else do.
Yeah. This is
Tom Cochran. I'm seeing.
Yeah, I saw.
This is not the original. So Matthew Sweet covered it too.
Yeah, I think Tom Cochran did the original.
Okay.
You know what? It's a great song. But I think the Mr. Roboto one is just more sort of unique. Mm-hmm. And it just
gets a little more fired up.
More of his era, too.
Yeah.
Potentially. So I'm partial to Mr. Roboto, to be honest with you. It's more distinct.
It's goofy.
I don't know if I think goofy. I just think it makes sense. This one makes more sense for him. I'm trying to tilt the vote.
I need to go vote again.
It's clearly Mr. Roboto. Clearly.
Well, it's up by 2%.
Wow.
It is tight.
Wow. Yeah, you can vote. I could go either radio.
Way. You could go either way.
Did you guys hate my idea of just rotating the songs? I like them both.
I didn't hate it. I just like to see him go head to head. You can do that. That's sure.
I don't care.
But he doesn't want to rotate.
Believe me, at 10 o'clock, I don't care.
He wants to lock it in.
I think he wants to commit. Although it would be hilarious if he said like his aunt had a new one next week,
and he just continues the bit. I wanted to continue the bit all season long.
Maybe Valdez, we should tell him to find another one just to keep it going. It's kind of funny. All right, so I mentioned before the break that the box office this weekend, Cakes, I'm going to give you some context here, okay? Mm-hmm. Right before the pandemic hit, okay, this weekend, this past weekend of March 6th through 8th in 2020, movie ticket sales in North America were a combined $101 million, okay?
Okay, yep.
Then it really started to ramp up. I'm not sure exactly when they had the whole 15 days to control the spread that turned into forever. Mm-hmm. But the next week it went to $54 million. And then it eventually, by March 20th, that's that time where, remember, if you ventured out, I'll never forget going to Cava on Rockville Pike, and there wasn't a soul on the road or in the parking lots.
Right.
Anywhere. Like Rockville Pike at like noon.
Busiest road in Maryland.
I'll never forget how it was like a nuke went off.
Right. Looked like I Am Legend with Will Smith.
I've never seen it like that, and I haven't since. You know, but there was maybe a couple weeks or maybe even a couple months where it was kind of like that. So on March 20th, it had plummeted to 195,000, right? Just 3 weeks after doing 100 million.
Yeah.
So last weekend, as more and more states are opening up, they did 25 million at the box office. So, you know, it's only a quarter of what they did a year ago, but significantly better from where they were, right? New York City is allowed to open at 25% capacity. Some states, there's no restrictions at all. So it's a good sign, Cakes. There have been some people that have said in the industry that just going to the movies is just never going to be the same. They're going to release these movies, you know, via Amazon Prime and Netflix and everything, and just going to the movies is just not going to be a big part of the calculation anymore. JP, I don't even know that I have it right in front of me. I did want to compare it to
Box Office Mojo. Raya and the Last Dragon, is that it?
Yeah,
got it says Tom and Jerry. There's a Tom and Jerry movie.
That also came to HBO Max too. It was released in the theaters and on HBO Max at home.
Oh, they're all kids movies.
Raya and the Last Dragon, Chaos Walking, and Boogie. I mean, I haven't heard of any of those. So Boogie was the one
that Jason was talking about the Asian basketball player.
Yeah, that's the Asian American hoopster in New York City. He's like a street baller. And the trailer looked pretty good.
I don't even think he looked good. I mean, maybe you call him a street baller, but I think he maybe plays for a high school or
college. You know he does, but there's just a lot of clips in the trailer of street ball game.
I want to go back to the theaters just to wash off the last movie I saw in the theaters. Tenet. I need to cleanse my palate of that horrible movie.
Why is Kevin like the only one that raves about that movie?
No. All the movie critics and nerds love Christopher Nolan. They're in the Christopher Nolan cult for whatever reason, and they love it.
Right.
I thought the movie stunk. I can't wait to go to the theater to see something else, so I can say this is the last movie I saw.
Well, looked like you need a palate cleanser,
not Tenet.
Three of the top five were all kids movies. So. Yeah. Maybe parents are feeling more comfortable. They're taking their kids out to see, because I think The Croods was number five.
I wanted to compare it to Coming to America 2, which I don't believe was released in theaters, right? It was released on Amazon Prime.
So people are going to be upset that you call it Coming to America 2.
Yeah, but whatever. It's Coming to America. Whatever.
Right.
It's got the number two. So Coming to America was released on Prime Video. And they apparently, even though Valdez says it's like the maybe one of the worst movies he's ever seen, I think, I can't even remember who watched 10 minutes of it and bailed on it.
I did.
Was that
JP?
JP? JP watched 10 minutes of it and bailed on it. It got a lot of hype. I don't know how you can quantify this, but they're saying Prime Video jumped to the number one most downloaded app for entertainment over the weekend. Number two across all free apps. Its streaming page received 9,000 reviews, which apparently is a good thing. And as of March 5th, which is just a few days ago, the movie is the most talked about film on Twitter to be released in 2021. So they're getting a ton of buzz cakes on the film. I don't know how they translate that into dough. And apparently the song, I don't know if Valdez was able to find it. I asked him during the break. Does this ring a bell for you, Valdez? The I'm a King song by Bobby Sessions and Megan Thee Stallion went viral just a few days ago. And apparently there's some sort of TikTok dance challenge associated with the song, Cakes.
Jason's going to do it right after the show's over. He told me in the hangout.
Yeah, I'm going to do it with my daughter.
I thought he was going to do it during the show.
No, I can't do that.
Well, I mean, Valdez's taste is very similar to Cakes. Doesn't like...
He likes good music.
Yeah. All right. The big news last night, I had less than zero interest. I'd rather watch Coming to America on a loop than the Meghan Markle Prince Harry interview with Oprah.
It's getting a ton
of
run.
Oh, my God.
So much run.
A ton of run.
I understand maybe, I guess, in the UK and England where they might be in it. The fact that Americans are fascinated by this is, I mean, I don't even get it. So apparently there were some big revelations. First of all, they revealed that they're having another baby. I guess that they're going to have a girl. So I don't know what the first one is. Archie. So I guess that's a boy.
I think Archie's a boy.
Find me a girl
who knows
named Archie.
Hollywood. I mean, probably call the kid Tangerine or something. You never know.
Tangerine?
Well, didn't somebody name their kid Apple?
Silly Wave soda flavor. It's right. Delicious.
But I guess a big part of it, I was kind of surprised by this, I guess. First of all, Meghan Markle, very upset with the royal family. She feels like, I guess, she's been persecuted because she's 25% African-American, and there was concern that the baby was going to be too dark. I don't know if that's true. I mean, maybe it's true.
Then
Harry felt like there was not a lot of support for his wife. And when they decided that they were going to split, by the way, I think somebody hit me up on Twitter. They talked about how, remember, this was always my stance. I would never want to be in the royal family. That job is a nightmare. All you have to do is public appearances all the time. Sure, you have money. You don't worry about money. But all you do is stuff you don't want to do. And they talked about that. How it stinks. Got to do all that stuff.
You want to go to a refugee camp?
What?
I said, you want to go to a refugee camp?
I know.
Is that mandated?
It's part of your royal duties. You got to go out. That's part of the bit.
Yeah.
You
know, I wouldn't
you
want to
go
it
out there and make appearances. You know, you know, openings. You know, I remember Princess Diana walking around a minefield. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Jason, remember in Patriot games, they try to chase down the Royals at Harrison Ford's silly Bay House in Maryland.
Yeah, they almost got him.
Almost got him. Came very close.
Let me ask you
a little reference.
Do they still have cash? Unlimited amount of money.
The Windsors?
Yeah.
The House of Windsor?
No. Well, since they're bailing from the family.
Oh, they immediately. They bail from the family.
Are they cut off?
They're cut off, but they signed deals with like Netflix, with you know, all these big companies. They're massive multimillionaire. You don't have to worry about them at all.
They're filthy rich. It doesn't matter. All right, bail.
Filthy rich either way, and they're going to have, you would hope, a somewhat normal life. You can't have a normal life when you're the royal family. And you probably can't even have it when you leave the royal family. But still, you have some shot at some normalcy. You don't have to do 100 public appearances a day. What a nightmare. But supposedly, when Harry told Prince Charles that he was out on this, Charles stopped talking to his own son.
He did. Cut him off.
Can you imagine?
Wow, you think he's interesting. You think he has a lot to say. Prince Charles.
I don't know,
boring.
But he's still your dad.
It is your dad. I understand that. But
it is your dad.
I don't think he's got a lot to say to anybody.
But he said his dad stopped taking his calls. You know, I believe there's a known rift between Harry and William. And, of course, Kate and Meghan apparently hate each other, make each other cry all the time. That family is a nightmare. That
By the way, I was right.
When the queen dies, he becomes King Charles, right?
I don't
Not
know.
Sure.
I don't know the hierarchy.
I don't care about the Royals. Okay, hey, I don't care about the Kansas
he's
City Royals.
Because he just wants to be
No, you care more about queen. The Kansas City Royals.
Which is very little.
I mean... By the way, they did move to, you guys threw out Canada. I think they moved from Canada to Montecito, which of course is in California.
Santa Barbara. Yeah.
Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. They're in the high rent district.
It's like the greatest city of all time.
Right. Yeah. Their lives are okay.
They want to be in Hollywood and all that stuff, and that's fine. I would have left the royal family too, if I could have. But I would hope that my dad would still talk to me.
They are out.
So, I don't know. It's kind of sad. I got a few more stories. Maybe we can do some of them when we get back. I'm not sure.
Mr. Bickle. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, one of them includes Nick Cage, who, by the way, got married for the fifth time, shocker, in Vegas.
Talk about someone who's bust, though. I think he's bust, though.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Junkies All 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington in the midst of EB's entertainment page.
Yeah, so Nick Cage has been married five times now, Cakes.
Hope that's a lot of prenups, because if he's not given the prenups, then he's getting crushed by it's giving away all of his money.
I mean, he must have some dough, but remember, he was buying castles at one point.
Yeah, he's been in financial disrepair for a long time.
I mean, does he even act anymore? Like, has he been in anything in a while?
He was doing a lot of straight-to-DVD type movies for a while.
Way past his prime. Way past.
Oh,
I'll tell you the last thing he was in.
Isn't he Academy Award winner?
Yeah. Did he win an Academy Award for Leaving Las Vegas?
Yeah, I mean, the guy's actually... A great actor. He lives in Vegas now. He married this 26-year-old chick, Rico. She looks like she's Asian or something. I don't know what's going on there.
She's Asian or something.
Something. I can't tell. But she's beautiful. But I think that maybe he was supposed to marry her back in August.
Yeah.
Who knows? There's video of him, like, I think, like, yelling at her in an airport.
I mean, shocker.
The guy's a weirdo. Total weirdo. Now,
he was in Prisoners of the Ghostland. He was in Willy's Wonderland.
Terrible.
By the way, he played a janitor. He was in The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent and Pig. That's
how
all
much 2020. Do you have how much he made in those films? Because wasn't he making like 15, 20 million a film at one point at the peak of his powers, or no?
I think like those National Treasure movies, he's making a ton of dough.
And then what does he make now? Like half a million just to show up on some D-list movie thing? Straight
Probably.
To DVD?
How old is Nick Cage?
I think he's like 56. 50. Something like that.
Now, he might be making good money from the animated movie. So he was in the Croods movie.
Okay.
Now, so I don't know how much he gets paid for that. But, man, if you look at the list of – and he cranked out – since 2019, it looked like he's cranked out about 10 movies. I haven't heard of one of them.
You don't know his very first movie kicks. And I don't believe he spoke in it. But he could have.
I think I know it. I think it was Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
It was.
Yeah, he was definitely in that.
He was one of the surfer dudes.
He was one of Spicoli's stoner buddies, along with Eric Stoltz.
Eric Stoltz, but Eric Stoltz actually spoke. But I'm not sure that Nick Cage spoke in the movie. But
yeah, I don't know if he did. If he did, he had like one line.
Yeah, and then Valley Girl was his big film, first big film.
I loved Valley Girl.
That's a great film.
It probably doesn't hold up at all. But I remember as a kid really liking that. Movie. Was there any gratuitous like nudity in there or something? Like,
I don't know. We should book Mr. Skin and ask him.
Yeah, he would know.
He could tell us exactly where the nudity is.
Don't you guys have a password for it?
Maybe.
We used to.
No chance it still works. Impossible.
I think there was a shower scene, but that was... I can't remember who the actress was, but there was.
Is that possible? That's the only reason why I like that movie is because there was one
entirely possible
shower scene.
Yeah, because you were 12 or 13 and you were just a little bit sized.
I was probably a little older than that, but who knows?
It came out in 3.
Let me see. Yeah. What's going on with M&M? Are they trying to cancel M&M cakes? Have you followed this story at all?
I have not.
Something
you should have canceled the M&Ms before they stay in your hands while you're lying in bed.
That's true. Apparently, I guess the new generation very upset with his. I guess he did a song with Rihanna. If you remember, I think it was maybe back in 2010. I hope I have that right. But they don't like some of the lyrics from it, and on TikTok, they were trashing him, trying to cancel M&M. And he had some response to it. I guess the lyric they didn't like was, "If she ever tries to effing leave again, I'm a tire to the bed and set this house on fire."
Ooh.
You know, not a nice thought, but no. I mean, you know, whatever. It's fiction.
Again, it's art. It's a music lyric.
Rappers have said worse.
They've said a lot worse.
Yep.
But I don't know. I don't know what's going to come of that. It's just incredible to me. The power and how TikTok, which just a few years ago was this little app called Musical.ly that my kid used to use, has become so big. I mean, it's truly crazy to me. Another crazy story.
You wouldn't believe that TikTok's biggest star, I believe it's TikTok's biggest star, is this 17-year-old girl. I think she was from Connecticut. Anyway, she's 17.
That Amelia girl or whatever her name is?
Charlie D'Amelio.
D'Amelio.
104 million followers on TikTok. She moved her whole family out to L.A. because she's filthy rich already. 17, she's got FU money.
because
she can dance.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and she's cute. She's a cute girl.
Oh, she's definitely cute.
Yeah. This story blew me away. So say what you want about Rudy Giuliani. He's got one son, I think, who was maybe on the golf team at Duke. And I think maybe he worked in politics. And then he's got a daughter. I don't know her deal, but apparently she did.
She likes to get after it.
She did an interview with Vanity Fair where she says, "Are you ready for this, Jason?" She gets sized to have threesomes with other couples.
Throuples?
She calls herself a unicorn. Feldies, did you know
that? That is wild.
I did not.
She said she was in a long-term monogamous relationship that she ended. And then she immediately began to make up for lost time and started hooking up with other couples.
Yeah. Rooney Giuliani.
Yes. And she, I don't know, she just likes it. She says the openness of the threesome relationships has changed her life.
You know how distraught you'd be? Could you imagine if we all have daughters? Yeah. Could you imagine we have a Thanksgiving dinner? Let's say it's 10 years down the road.
Yeah.
And then your daughter said, hey, I have something to tell you.
Yeah.
In the last couple of years, I've been having threesomes.
Threesomes
well,
with couples
shake
only.
Up your Thanksgiving.
Right.
But like, I'm the outsider. By the way, I don't know if this is why. I believe they are estranged. Rudy
Shocker.
And the daughter.
Shocker.
Rudy.
Yeah.
Well, Rudy, so, I mean, I don't know exactly, but hasn't he been married 3 or 4 times?
Oh, he's been married a rack of times.
Almost
no
as many as Nick Cage.
Right. Right. He could definitely.
JP, if my daughter said that, I would spit my stuffing out right on the table.
At Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
And then what would you do?
I mean, why would you spit the stuffing?
I don't know.
Yeah, the stuffing's delicious.
I would have to go drive and just simmer down. I just have to
just
get in the car and just
life.
Drive.
Just yep, ponder just life.
But I mean, it's not that far off. Didn't you getting stuffed at that table?
I don't want him to dig.
Is that a Valdez Zing cake?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It was a variant. He gave yeah. he gave me the blueprint, and I kind of went off board.
She definitely
a
doesn't
bit.
Mind leftovers.
Right. So, anyway, that's the EP. Those are the big stories. I wanted to get to the threesome story.
Hey, at
last
least
week,
she's participating in non-devil's threesomes. That's the worst kind of threesome.
That doesn't even count. Like, if you yeah. say you're in a yeah, threesome and it's
yeah.
two dudes.
I agree with you.
No, you're not. No. You just have.
Boys want to go skiing with me?
Skiing with me today?
Oh my God.
I never think of ski trips the same ever since that bit.
Because you go on a ton of them.
No, I'm just saying. If anybody ever says they're going skiing, that's first thing
think
I
of?
Think of. Every
you can
time,
think of Brett and his boy.
Every time, Brett like my son's going out to Utah to go skiing this week, and that's the first thing I thought of. Skiing trip, hails and Brett. He's very insider.
I didn't even want to say Mike's name because I didn't know.
Sorry, Mike. Now he said both names. Right. I want to dump that.
It's fine.
No,
talked about
you
it
dump
the
at the end of the show.
Yeah, it is what it is. Oh, we never talked about the Bath and Body Works brawl with the. Did you see that with the ladies? They were tackling
each
other.
I saw a headline, but I mean, what are they fighting over? They're fighting over like bath mats. I mean, what's
like
going
a candle or something?
A candle.
They were. I don't know what it was. They were going hard, though. An employee just tackled. They were punking each other.
There's nothing at Bath and Body Works that's worth fighting over. Ever. What could be worth fighting over? A bath bomb?
Did you see it?
No, they got some nice candles.
Okay, but you're gonna brawl over them?
Let me see. I'm going to.
You haven't seen the video yet,
Lurch? All I see is it's a bunch of big fatties.
They're oversized.
You know what I'm surprised you didn't bring up, and it's a few days old. But you know that I don't. It might be on Paramount Plus, but they brought back the original Real World.
I saw the ad for that. You know what? I wasn't as big a Real World stan as EB. Kind of intrigued.
I am intrigued too, but I was bitter because my guy Eric tested positive for COVID, so he had to do it via video screen.
Oh, he did. He's doing it via Zoom.
They had the other 6 in the old loft they updated.
Right.
And they all like stayed in like the same room. Like they had like 3 beds in one room. They were like they were 20 again.
Sure.
You know, they're like in their 50s.
Yeah, they're all like 50 now.
Honestly, I couldn't remember anybody but Heather B., Eric, and Julie. The other 4 were so nondescript.
You don't remember Becky and Andre?
I mean, once I saw it, because I clicked on the story, I was like, okay. But there's no way I could have remembered, Becky and Andre. And then Norman, I think is the guy's name.
EB knows
how could you
all.
Forget Norman?
I forgot.
Very Norman's forgettable.
They're all very good characters.
You know what he was? He was the Teddy Bridgewater of that house. Very forgettable.
There we go.
I can't wait till they sign him.
I can't wait till I know. I hope they do. Hope they trade a first rounder for him.
What a terrible
balls out.
We got to get out of here for MVP. Bish. EB Cakes, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. B. Be Mitch and Finley up next, right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.